You're listening to SBS News.
It was this call to the emergency 000 line that saw a fleet of ambulances sent to the Earlhaven Retirement Village.
We've just gone into administration and the staff have gone home and it's not safe for our residents to be here anymore. So I need to pick up as many people as I can and take them to as many places as I possibly can.
That's the voice of Talisha Takori, telling the emergency operator the home was now insolvent and the elderly residents had to be evacuated en masse. But the Aged Care Royal Commission has heard that the home wasn't in administration and that the 000 call had been planned several hours earlier by a subcontractor who just lost his contract to provide care at the facility. Subcontractor is Christopher Bunker, the global CEO of aged care contractor Help Street. Under questioning by lawyer Paul Bolster, Talisha Takori told the commission the 000 call was Mr. Bunker's idea.
What about then on the morning at 9 o'clock? Who raised 000 as a solution?
Chris Bunker. And
Chris Bunker.
Yeah.
Did he say why?
Not really, no. Mostly it was to do with the safety of the residents, and it was only ever raised as a possibility depending on what outcome was going to happen.
Earlhaven's owner, Arthur Miller, whose company is called People Care, told the commission his relationship with Help Street broke down at the start of this year after complaints from the residents about the quality of the care. He says his lawyers advised him to terminate the Help Street contract by giving Christopher Bunker a month's notice. That saw Mr. Bunker write to Mr. Miller the night before the sudden closure, demanding $3 million for an alleged breach of the contract, and he wanted half of that money in his bank account within 24 hours. Mr. Bunker told the commission he was concerned his business could no longer trade without payment from Arthur Miller's People Care.
We were concerned with no payment from People Care that Help Street Villages would not be able to trade.
Was Help Street or any of its related entities put into administration on either the 10th or the 11th of July?
No.
Were you present when Mr. Corey made a call to the 000 line on the 11th of July?
Present in the building?
Yes.
Or in the building, yes, I believe so.
You were there?
I believe so, yes.
Did you discuss with her the prospect of making a 000 call on the morning or the afternoon of the 11th of July?
I don't think I discussed it solely with her, no.
The Commission heard Christopher Bunker is currently disqualified from managing a corporation and is serving out a 3-year ban that started in June last year. He told the hearing he was open with Mr. Miller that he was facing that sanction at the very start of their business relationship.
Mr. Miller was aware of the, probably at the time, the pending disqualification. It was brought up at the start of our tenure with People Care.
Arthur Miller says he had no warning the residents would be forced to relocate in the manner they were, and he told the commission the health department failed to inform him.
The notice I had is they moved the residents, the ambulance tried to move the residents out. Why the health department didn't speak to me or come to the premises instead to remove all the residents from the premises? Until now, I don't have an answer to that.
He says Help Street deliberately took computerized patient records and asked for money for their return.
They took even the computers with models with all the documentation the residents is being taken from Help Street. And they tried to bargain with us for cash to get the thing back.
The commission was told that there have been ongoing issues with People Care since 2007 with a poor compliance record, raising potential concerns about governance and management capacity. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.